The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you.
Welcome to another Super Sunday Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a great week. A lot of digging out of the snow earlier in the week. And, you know, the real estate market continues to heat up throughout the winter here. I'm really surprised. No matter how cold it gets, people are still actively looking to buy homes. A lot of homes are selling right now. And what's surprising is that the inventory levels are at the lowest mark in over 10 years. So, you know, listing your home for sale now will give you the most exposure to buyers and allow you to get a great price for your house. So if you're thinking of selling your home at some time this year and you're able to do it now, give me a call at 215-778-9687. And let's see if it makes sense for you to get started right now versus waiting until later in the year. Hey, I have a great lineup of guests on the show today, and they are all one of them is in the studio, one of them is going to be calling in on the phone here. So we have Bill Young. Bill is a mold expert and co-owner of Mold & More. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for joining me in the studio today on this winter morning here.
Hi, glad to be here.
Okay, great. How's your weekend going, Bill?
Good, good. Actually, it's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday there, Bill.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for coming in on your birthday. And Alex Tabernay, he's with Green Tree Mortgage. He'll be joining us shortly to talk about some of the things that first-time home buyers need to know in the mortgage process. So I'm looking forward to talking to Alex and finding out what his tips are on things that first-time buyers need to know. So you can see we have a jam-packed show for you today. Hey, remember, we have our new website, and its address is www.realestatetodayshow.com. So be sure to check it out today. Also, my new handle on Twitter. You can follow me now on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And last week, we introduced our new Facebook page for the show, which is Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. We already have over 300 people who have liked the page, and we have about 12 listeners last week who liked the page. So I was glad to see some of you listeners out there taking advantage of our Facebook page there. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Samantha Carrez and Brad Connor with Green Drive. Green Drive will come to your house for free and help you declutter your home or help you downsize. And then they take things away that you donate, and you can donate to several of the charities that they represent. We also had Robin Ebley on with Prospect Mortgage, who talked about gift funds as a way to get money to buy a home. And we also talked about seller assist. So it was a great informative show and some very great topics. So if you missed the show, be sure to catch our podcast on realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, the real estate market has already started to pick up after the holiday break. You know, I continue to look for homes for some of my buyers. And like I said, inventory of homes, nice homes, is way down right now. So if you're thinking of selling a home, give me a call, 215-778-9687. So as you can see, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion of hundreds of clients over 28 years now, and I'm committed to serving you with all your real estate needs with five-star client-first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, give me a call on my mobile phone or text me, 215-778-9687. Hey, love to hear from you during the show today and join in with the conversation with our guests here. There's several ways you can join the conversation today. You can text me or call us on our mobile phone, 215-778-9687. If you want to email me during the show or at any time, my email address is paul@paulrosso.com. Again, we're on Twitter at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook, you can like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, a real estate advisor. Hey, we're going to get this show started right now. So, again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. Let's bring on Alex Tabernay with Green Tree Mortgage. Alex is going to be talking to us about things first-time buyers need to know. So, Alex, welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Thank you very much.
Sure. Great, great. Hey, great to have you on. How's your week going so far?
Really good. We're busy. You're right. The market definitely has picked up.
Yeah,
so
hasn't it?
It seems like we're on to something big here right before the spring, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. And, like I said, there are a lot of buyers right now looking for homes on the market. So we need some more homes on the market for sure. So, Alex.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of realtors tell me that the inventory is actually low right now.
Right.
That they have more buyers and not enough houses. So,
yeah. You know, Alex, like a lot of people think that they should wait till the spring. But, if you can, if there's not a problem with you settling at this time of the year or even into the spring, because it takes 2 or 3 months to go to settlement today. Now's a great time. You got a lot less competition, which means a lot better price for you. So, Alex, I'm looking forward to hearing you. We talked about the other day about some tips you have for first-time buyers, some things they need to know. So why don't you get started with those?
Sure. One of the first tips that I can lay out to you is that how much can you afford?
Okay.
And that's pretty much the key factor on a first-time buyer.
Right.
When they come to me, they're going to want to know, when the realtor refers them to me, they're going to want to know, what can I be approved for, how high can I go, and the whole nine. So, an accurate idea, basically, of how high they can go. So, in that situation, you're going to want to get your W-2s together, your pay stubs together. You're going to want to make sure that your credit's in line before you speak to your loan officer so that you can give them an idea of, these are the numbers and this is what I'm looking at, so that the loan officer can get a good guess of how high you can be pre-approved up to or pre-qualified up to.
Okay. Excellent. Alex, I forgot to mention that Bill Young is in studio with us today. So in case he chimes in, you know who's chiming in.
Yeah,
Bill's
definitely.
He's a mold expert with Mold & More. So I'm sorry for interrupting there, but go ahead and continue.
Not a problem. Another big tip would be a lot of buyers coming to us saying, should they get pre-qualified or pre-approved?
Okay.
So
what's the difference?
Two differences there. So pre-qualified is basically a buyer just saying, listen, I make this much money, and what would I be pre-qualified on based on me making a certain amount of money per year?
Okay.
That is, it doesn't really get you to the point of, am I truly good enough to be in the market to buy a home? If pre-approved goes into a situation where they're going to run your credit, we're going to run your credit, we're going to get exact W-2s and pay stubs and do the calculations, check the credit so that when we do give a pre-approval letter to someone or to a realtor to say that the buyer's ready to go, it's solid. So that if they go into a situation of making an offer on a home or, even negotiating, that we know that the buyer has been approved versus pre-qualified, the credit usually hasn't been checked.
Okay.
The W-2s and pay stubs really haven't been looked at. So you're really having a loan officer just ballpark what they think the person's going to be approved and pre-qualified for, and it's not the strongest of situations. So.
And a lot of their pre-approvals now are more tied into your credit scores also, right?
Yeah, big time. I mean, we're gonna run the credit, and you're right, if your credit score is too low, you're really not going to be pre-qualified or pre-approved for anything. So you really got to know what your credit is in order to even be out in the market looking for a home.
Right, and if it's pretty high, then you may be able to overcome some of the other things that may hurt you a little bit with getting a mortgage if you have good credit.
Correct.
Okay. And one of the things I want to mention, I'm sure you're going to back me up on this, is that a lot of people think they're not in a position to be able to buy the house, and the reality is they are. They would just go out and get checked out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. A lot of people are on the internet all day and they're really not doing the right homework in order to know, am I truly solid or not? They might be plugging in numbers on the computer.
Right.
And the computer says, yeah, you're approved. But the computer really hasn't done the homework to say if this person is really solid to buy something.
Right. So, I'm one who doesn't like pre-approvals online because you don't know who's doing it.
Well, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Right.
Correct.
And,
right.
They may say you're pre-approved, but the reality is you may not. So you should always, check with a local lender, as I call it, your bank, a mortgage company, yourself at Green Tree Mortgage, talk to a realtor, to get some referrals. But find out, you know, because most people are in a position of getting a house, being able to qualify for a mortgage or qualified, you know, maybe 6 months down the road, but at least you have a plan of action.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the best way to go. And, you know, and then at that point, your realtor is going to be very happy that the homework was done. So right. Like I said, if you get into a situation of going under contract or, you know, being in negotiations, that, you know, if it is accepted, we have a deal at that point.
Okay.
So
great.
You know, so that's a good one. Next tip would be, what is your credit score? Which basically, you're right, the key is finding out what your credit is, whether you have someone like myself or the bank run it, or if you go online and maybe go to freecreditreport.com and have them run it. You got to get your credit ran. I have a lot of clients coming to us and saying, you know, I don't want my credit ran. Well, you're not going to know what you're approved for, what your interest rate's going to be or anything until we run your credit.
Right.
So the key is finding out what your credit scores are so you know how strong of a buyer you are.
Right. And don't be embarrassed by your credit score, because it is what it is. And
right.
You know, the only way to turn it around is to find out what it is and then figure out, okay, you know, if it's too low to buy a house now, you know, let's figure out what it's going to take to get you into a position to be able to bring that credit score up.
Right. You're going to want to find that out. And one other thing that I could key in on that from personal experience, a lot of times clients will go online and get a credit report from, let's say, Free Credit Reporter, and that credit report may not be the same credit report that we pull internally.
Right. So you or any other lender.
Exactly.
Right.
So you really want to go to the lender themselves or the bank themselves and have them run the credit directly, because when you go online, I can promise you the scores most likely aren't going to be the same than when you go in the actual bank.
Yeah.
So,
and one thing I want to mention, if you do think, if you get pre-approved online, you know, if you give out your social security number, they're going to pull your credit. So be careful, giving out to like 20 different mortgage companies
online. Yeah, you'll wind up getting killed with phone calls.
Yeah, correct. Definitely. Okay.
Right.
Excellent, man.
So that's another big one there.
Okay.
Another big one is, what type of mortgages should I consider? So, you know, first-time buyers, which is the majority of the loans that I'm doing right now, are FHA loans, which are first-time buyers, basically. You don't have to be a first-time buyer to do an FHA loan, but it seems like they're the ones in the market right now that are really pushing to get first-time buyers.
Right.
So, you know, 3.5% down, it's minimal down. You know, that's when considering a mortgage, you want to know, how much am I going to put down? If I know I'm only going to go minimal down, then FHA probably would be the way for me to go, because it's going to give me a competitive interest rate and it's going to give me, still a good strong offer. Now, if I'm coming into the market saying, well, should I consider doing a different type of mortgage if I'm putting more money down, you know, 10%, 20%, 30% down, then you're looking most likely at a conventional loan where you're still going to get a very good low interest rate and you'll avoid things like mortgage insurance and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, you know, you really have to say to yourself, what type of mortgage am I considering? Do I have a lot down? Do I have a little down? And then what kind of interest rates can I get at that time based on that?
Okay,
so,
terrific. So, Alex,
so that's a good
one, too. Yeah, definitely. So some great tips here. I want to I need to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the documentation that people will need and then talk a little bit about closing costs, okay? So we'll be right back with more with Alex Tabernay with Green Tree Mortgage, talking about documentation needed for a mortgage, and also, also talk about closing costs. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned for Real Estate Today with Paul Ross. So we'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen, because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this Super Sunday morning. Be sure to join us on our Facebook page at Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, we'll continue our discussion with Alex Tabernay with Green Tree Mortgage. Alex, can you just take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and the Green Tree Mortgage?
Sure. I've been in the business going about 21 years as a personal mortgage banker. Green Tree Mortgage is located in Washington Township, New Jersey, on the Black Horse Pike. I primarily do PA in New Jersey because I'm personally licensed in both states.
Okay.
The company itself is licensed, I think, in about 18 or 19 states right now. So getting bigger, you know, we don't want to get too big. Green Tree is underwriting, processing, everything is done in-house.
Okay.
So, you know, they try to keep everything level on that end. I deal primarily with realtors, so I know what it takes to work, you know, day and night and on the weekend.
Sure.
Which I said things are heating up, so,
yes.
You know, you got to be available at all times, and that's what I think I pride myself on that end, too.
Okay, excellent. So yeah. What kind of documentation do you need, you know, for, you know, pre-approval or for, you know, applying for a mortgage?
Okay, so the key documentation that I tell my clients to bring when they're going to come meet with me are your W-2s. You're going to need your most recent 2 years of W-2s.
Okay.
You're going to need 1 month of current pay stubs. So it's going to be 30 days consecutive pay stubs and 2 months of your most recent bank statements. This will give myself and any banker that you're working with a good idea of what they have as far as income, assets, and at that time, they'll most likely run your credit on the spot, too. So I always tell my buyers, gather those things, and you'll be golden at that point.
Okay, excellent. And closing costs. What are involved with closing costs?
Well, closing costs is everything. So, you know, a lot of buyers are going to negotiate closing costs because, first of all, they don't really know what they are sometimes. So you're right. Closing costs are appraisal fees, title fees, inspection fees, homeowners insurance. 1 year of homeowners insurance is usually included in your closing costs. Escrows for taxes and insurance, recording of the deed, any transfer taxes if you're in a state with transfer tax, which PA obviously is.
Right.
So those fees are all going to be put together by myself again or whoever the banker is, and they're going to give you a list of your closing costs so you know exactly what they are line by line. Now, at that point, you're either going to try to negotiate that, you know, with the seller to see if they'll maybe cover a portion of that or if not all of them. Or at that point, you're going to say, this is at least what I know, what I need on top of my down payment in order to close the deal. So,
right. And one of the things you want to do, you know, before you sign a contract is to get an estimate of your closing costs from your realtor.
Yeah.
And also, I always recommend from your lender, too.
You really have to, because the problem is that you'll run into a situation where I've had buyers that have been surprised. And I'm not going to put it on the realtor, because really it's not the realtor's job to do the closing costs. It's really the mortgage originator's job to do that, to give the buyer an educated guess of what they're going to need for closing. So I always tell my realtors up front, you know, let me run the estimate so I can get it in front of them before they go under contract, because if you don't want any surprises, and then they're going to say they didn't know they needed that money, and you just want it to go as smooth as possible once they go under contract at that point.
Right, so. And, you know, I know I'm very conservative with my with my estimates. Sometimes buyers are upset. My number may be different than somebody else's number.
Oh, sure. It
but
always
is. You know, I always say, you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I want to make sure you have enough money. And then, you know, as we get closer to settlement, you'll get an idea of full breakdown. So, you know, I'm not, like, taking the extra money myself, you know, but I want to be conservative enough with you.
Yeah, you need to be.
Buyers.
I mean, I always say that if you over-disclose them, they're always happy when they go to closing when the number's lower.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you under-disclose them, then you have a problem.
Sure.
So it's always better to over-disclose up front.
Yeah, terrific. So, Alex, I want to thank you so much for, you know, calling on today and talking about some of the important things that first-time buyers need to know. Alex, if someone wanted to reach out to you to do a pre-approval or to apply for a mortgage with you and Greentree Mortgage, how can they go about doing that?
I'm going to give you my cell phone number is always the best phone to get me on, because it's on all the time, day or night. So cell phone number is 215-266-0663. And that is that number is always on. Or if you want to email me, my email is Tabernay, Taberne, at GreenTreeMortgage, all one word, .com. And I live on email, too, so don't be shy on also emailing me, too. One way or the other, you're going to get me.
Okay,
so.
Great. Give out your phone, cell phone one more time. Alex.
I'm sorry. It's 215-266-0663.
Okay, terrific. Well, Alex, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. You, too. Have a good day.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're moving on to Bill Young is in studio with us today. Bill is one of the co-owners of Mold & More, and he's an expert on mold. So, Bill, thanks again for coming in, and wanted to find out all we need to know about mold today.
I'm glad to be here. It's always fun to talk about.
Okay, terrific. So why don't we start off with what mold is?
Mold is fundamentally a fungus. So if you think in terms of mushrooms, that's one particular type of fungus.
Okay.
It's a symptom, really, of moisture in an area where there's an available food source. And we can get into greater detail with that. But certainly it's something that is naturally occurring.
Okay.
It's everywhere all the time, simply because if it wasn't, we'd be up to our ears in leaf debris and sticks. So it performs a function for us.
Right.
And we also like to use it for other things. So, for example, if you have a glass of wine, the yeast produces the alcohol that makes the wine what it is. And the same thing with a bottle of beer. So that's really fundamentally what fungus is. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's some really ugly ones out there as well.
Okay. And so what are some of the symptoms that people would get from mold?
We deal with a lot of clients because we have a sort of specialized mold remediation process. We work with a lot of clients who have what's called chronic inflammatory response syndrome.
And what is that?
About 25% of the population is genetically predisposed to being exceptionally bothered by molds and the toxins they produce and the bacteria that combine with those molds in those kinds of water-damaged environments. It may sound like people have to live in a building that's falling down and has a lot of water damage in order for that to be a problem. It's not necessarily that much. It can be a relatively small quantity. It's their physiology that changes the equation.
Okay. So the mold doesn't affect everybody then?
Not as far as we know. There are people who will have maybe an allergic response if they're in a particular moldy situation. They may walk into a house that's been vacant for a period of time and you've got some mold growth because of elevated relative humidity, and now that it's been sitting there, and you'll get a little bit of mold growth. And their nose may run, their eyes may itch a little bit, similar to a hay fever kind of response.
Right.
When we're talking about a SIRS individual, we're talking about somebody who has a major physiological response to that mold exposure.
Okay. And how bad can that response get?
It can be enough to hospitalize you. We have clients that have been hospitalized on numerous occasions because of exposure. We have some clients who literally will walk into certain buildings, in particular buildings that have flat roofs,
okay,
where you tend to get water lays in there for a while, and they'll get about 10 steps in the building. They'll feel their physiology change. Hmm. They'll turn around and walk right back out because of that, the toxins that are produced by the mold.
Okay. Well, that's great. So I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about, you know, the signs that you may have mold in your home, you know, how you go about testing for it, and how do you go about remediating, and then, you know, maybe some tips for people at the end. So we got a lot more to talk about mold and mold remediation with Bill Young, one of the co-owners of Mold & More. So we'll be right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402. For a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. 9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us on today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. This show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions for Bill Young with Mold and More, he's a mold expert. Happy to have you give us a call. Or text us on our mobile phone here, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So we'll continue our discussion with Bill Young. So, Bill, why don't you give our audience a little background about yourself and about your company?
Okay. We've been in the mold business for about 10 years.
Okay.
We started in late 2005 after we ran into a product that was developed by the Sandia National Laboratories.
Okay.
It was originally developed to combat chemical and biological weapons, but it was determined that it was very effective on a variety of other biological agents. And, in fact, was used post-9/11 in the Senate office building and post offices to eradicate weaponized anthrax, okay, which is the most difficult biological to kill. We like it because 8 hours after we mix it, it neutralizes. 24 hours later, it biodegrades, so we're not leaving something behind that's going to be toxic to anybody. We got started, and actually the idea was that I would build this business up and then turn it over to my two sons and my nephew, who are my partners in the business.
Okay.
So it's family-owned and family-run. We work out of Exton, Pennsylvania, and we do most of the southeastern Pennsylvania area. I get up into Bucks County occasionally, northern Montgomery County occasionally, and sometimes down into northern Delaware, Newcastle County.
Okay. Now, is this a license requirement for this business or just experience?
There's no licensure requirement. We're all certified through independent agencies,
okay.
IAQA and IICRC, things like that.
Okay.
But Pennsylvania right now and Delaware do not require licensure. There are a few states that have gone that route.
Okay.
And I anticipate that probably Pennsylvania and Delaware will eventually get there because of the rise in the issue connected with mold.
Okay. If someone in South Jersey or Delaware wanted to reach out to you, can they do that also?
They can.
Okay.
We tend not to go into South Jersey too often, but occasionally we've gotten over there.
Okay. Or you may have somebody that
or
you
we
know.
May, we can connect them up with somebody.
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. So, Bill, getting back to our discussion here, what actually causes the mold in a home?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, mold is everywhere all the time. So it's floating through the air, and we're all sort of like a pig pen in Peanuts.
Okay.
We have this cloud that follows us around. And some of the things that are in that cloud include mold spores. Now, what happens is those spores are looking for a food source, usually something that contains cellulose.
Okay.
So that's why you find in most houses where drywall is the problem, either the drywall paper or cardboard boxes, furniture occasionally, because there's something about the varnishes and coatings that they put on furniture that seems
okay.
to attract it. But the main requirement is moisture. So that can include a couple of different things. One is you may have elevated relative humidity in the space because of the people in the space showering, breathing, sweating, cooking, all of those things. The average family of four will produce enough moisture in the house in a year to fill a swimming pool, but
wow.
they don't realize it.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's one source for that moisture.
Okay.
The other is, and around here in the Delaware Valley, we certainly know, in the summertime we wake up at 98% relative humidity, and
oh,
by
yeah.
noon it gets out down to a whopping 93%. You know, it's
right.
always humid.
Yeah.
That humidity will roll into a space, and if you don't do something to control it, it'll get absorbed by those structural materials, the wood, the paper that composes your house. That will be sufficient for the mold to begin to grow. Then you can get into things like flooding or basements that leak. Some basements are more porous than others, so
right.
we often run into situations in Center City where you've got stone rubble foundations. They leak very readily.
Right.
Any hydrostatic pressure outside is going to make its way inside.
Sure. A lot of homes in the city are that way.
Yeah, yeah. Even
the
some in
homes, yeah.
in the older suburbs, Delaware
sure.
County, we run
yeah.
into a lot of that.
Definitely.
And then you get cinder block foundations, and they, too, are porous. And even concrete foundations, because we've had situations where people get moisture up through the floor because of a rising water table and the extra
okay.
hydrostatic pressure under that.
Right.
Those moisture intrusions along with relative humidity can cause the mold to begin to amplify. So you need to control that in some way, either dehumidification or HVAC or...
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, dehumidifiers work well enough to... prevent the mold or?
There, it depends on a couple of things. If you get
okay.
moisture intrusion through your foundation and you've got a finished basement, for example, that moisture intrusion coming through that foundation is going to elevate the moisture level in any structural materials that are adjacent to that. And the paper products like drywall paper will wick that moisture up, almost a capillary action. So you may end up with mold growth much higher than you would expect.
Okay.
The other thing is relative humidity. And yes, dehumidifiers are something that we recommend.
Okay.
There are a variety of ways that you can dehumidify your space, but certainly dehumidification is an important piece, especially with houses around here that have crawl spaces. We have a lot of ventilated crawl spaces.
Right.
And of course, if you think about it logically, in the morning, in the summer, you walk out on your grass and it's wet. That moist air is what's going to roll into that crawl space. There's nothing to push that moist air back out. So
okay.
you end up with mold growth on your joists and subfloor. Even if it's insulated, you may end up with a considerable amount of mold growth. I've been in some where it's literally raining in the crawl space.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, so you touched on a little bit, but what are some of the signs that you may have mold in your house, or if a buyer is looking at a house, what are signs that they can look for as far as whether or not there's mold in the house that they're looking at?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One, follow your nose.
Okay.
Your nose can tell you a lot. It doesn't tell you everything. But if you walk into a house and you smell something that smells what grandma used to describe as musty.
Musty, yep.
then there's an issue because that odor comes from a very specific mold. So you end up with that mold growth is there someplace, and what you're picking up in an odor is called a volatile organic compound. It's part of the growth process.
Okay.
Other molds don't produce those odors. So the one that everybody hears about on the news, which is the black mold or Stachybotrys, Stachybotrys doesn't always produce an odor that you can pick up with your olfactory system.
Okay.
If there's a large quantity of it, you'll have a kind of an ammonia odor that's present, but it'll be visually present at that point because there's that much of it there, so there wouldn't be any question about it. If you walk into a basement and it feels damp as you walk into the basement, you'll notice that change. Remember, basements stay pretty constant.
Right.
They're about 55, 60 degrees year-round. They're not going to change a whole lot. That as soon as you get cooler air, any moisture that rolls into that space, your relative humidity is going to go up because it compresses that moisture. So that's where you want to look at getting a dehumidifier in there and doing something to pull that extra moisture out of the space. I would also recommend that that be ejected automatically because most people are like me, they forget to empty the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you end up with putting more moisture in the air because now your bucket is evaporating into that same space that's already humid.
Right.
The other thing to consider is if you have a finished basement and you have separate areas in that basement, don't think that one dehumidifier is going to be sufficient.
Okay.
And, in fact, what you might want to look at is spending a little extra money up front, getting a commercial-grade dehumidifier. Some of them can be ducted, so you don't have that ambient noise. If you're setting up a TV room and you want to be able to watch movies, you don't have that roar of a dehumidifier and the heat that generates right in that space. You can duct it over to that, and you get that dry air in where you need it.
Yeah. So, you know, I show a house, and I could show a house side by side, you know, maybe a row home in the city or, you know, anywhere else, you know, two singles in the county that are older, any of the counties. You know, the buyer sees things on the basement walls that are not finished, and yet the house right next to it could have the same issues going on, but yet the walls are finished, so they have no idea what's going on behind there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's where when we come in, we'll check moisture levels in that drywall. Normal moisture levels, wood moisture equivalent in drywall, should be between 8 and 10%. Once you get above 10%, you're starting to get into a danger area where in the dark space you may get mold growth because mold prefers to grow where you can't see it. So we check moisture levels. We check relative humidity levels. If there's some suspicion and we're not quite certain, then we may recommend some testing. And there's a variety of tests that we can perform. One that's most typical is a spore trap. That's where we actually pull a regulated amount of air across a aerosol cassette. In that cassette is a microscope slide. It's got a little sticky material on it. It picks up whatever's in the air.
Okay.
If there's something that looks suspicious and you're not quite sure what it is, we may take a tape lift. There we're taking it right off of that surface, and it gives us an idea of what is present there. If it's not mold, it's going to tell us it's not mold when we send it out to the lab. If it is mold, it's going to identify the type of mold, usually at the genus level, not at the species level. And from there, we can decide whether there seems to be a moisture issue that may lead to further problems, and that's where we would talk about remediations. The other thing is we can do volatile organic compound testing. And there we're actually looking for the volatile organic compounds in the air. Now, that can include not just mold, but also other volatile organic compounds. So if you've got paint stored in that space, it'll pick that up and it'll let us know that that's there.
Okay.
If you've got varnishes or any other items in there that are giving off something, we'll pick that up as well.
So something on a drywall looks like black and they will call you in and you test it. What else could it be if it's not mold? Could it be?
A stain from something that got spilled on it or something like that. Although generally if food or liquid that has any, may attract mold, a particular type of mold to help consume that. Usually if there's something discolored on there, and it looks like there may be a moisture source beyond what's obvious. Then we'll often think that there's mold in an area where we can't see it. That's our recommendation, is that behind this wall is there going to be a problem. If we do the test and it comes back from the lab, it's going to tell us exactly what it is. And then we can go from there. If it's a relatively small area and there doesn't seem to be a major moisture issue, then sometimes the homeowner can take care of it themselves.
Okay.
EPA talks about a 10-square-foot area being the maximum before a homeowner should really call in a professional.
Okay.
I want to add a caveat to that in that if it's black or it appears that there's been a lot of moisture someplace, then I would have a professional look at it anyway because there may be a lot of things hidden. If you don't get the hidden stuff out because you think, well, I just need to remove this small patch, but the mold is actually gone several feet on either side of that,
okay,
and you don't remove that,
right,
then there's a potential problem. For if somebody's buying the house and they move in, they could get sick, and that could be a problem that could come back on
you. Come back and haunt you.
Or if it's your own family,
sure,
and they're present there, you don't want to have that present and
definitely
have it be an asthma trigger or something like that.
Okay, great. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about how you remediate a mold issue. So we'll be right back with Bill Young with Mold & More on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more coming up.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
Hi, this is Manny and Jessica, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much a fantastic agent Paul Rosso is. He helped us buy our first house many, many years ago, and he just helped us buy our second house. We used to live in Philly, and we were looking for something bigger for our two children and also a better school district. And Paul was very professional and punctual, I would say, was very knowledgeable about our options and where to look and what to do. We were very happy with his service and his patience with us. He was always there to help us through with any questions and, you know, areas and suggestions. And I would definitely recommend Paul to anyone looking to buy a house or to sell a house.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're looking to sell your home, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Here, our call number, if you have any questions for Bill about mold, is 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our new Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. So we continue our discussion with Bill Young. He's one of the co-owners of Mold and More. And Bill, you know, you talked about how you go about testing things. What kind of costs are involved in a test?
Testing generally, I'll give you our pricing for it, and that'll give you a good idea. And most people are pretty much in line with where we are.
Okay.
If we do an air sample, a spore trap sample, then we're looking at $150 plus tax per sample, and it's a minimum of two because we have to have a control sample to compare with the outdoors so that we can find out if there's molds inside that aren't outside, which tells you it has to be growing inside. If we're doing a tape lift sample because there's something on the surface that is suspicious to you, then that's $125 plus tax. And there, it's each sample is depends on what you want in terms of sampling. And what that does is that identifies what molds might be present in the area, either in the air or on the surface. We can also do volatile organic compound testing. There you're getting up into about the $265 range. We do have clients that utilize that because they have past history with mold issues.
Okay.
And what that shows is if the mold is in the growth process, there's a volatile organic compound. That's what you're smelling when it smells moldy to you.
Right.
And that it also picks up other volatile organic compounds that are in the space.
Okay.
We can also do ERMI testing, which is Environmental Relative Moldiness Index. That's generally something that we would do if a person was having a serious health issue that may be related to mold, and we want to get down to the species level, find out a little bit more about the history of the mold within that environment.
Okay, excellent. So it's not, to me it's not all that expensive. It's good to have a test. So when you say two samples, you take them one outside and one inside?
Yeah, example, if you wanted, you were concerned about the basement because that's the most probable area, then we take a sample in the basement and we'll take a sample outdoors. We compare those two and take a look at the numbers, and it gives us an idea. We will not take an air sample in an attic space. You're getting, theoretically anyway, you're getting air exchange from the outside.
Right. You're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah, if you've got a mold issue in your attic, then it may be that you're not getting sufficient air exchange from the outside.
Right, okay.
But, yeah.
Definitely. So your tests come back and there's a problem. How do you go about remediating it?
Well, we put together a remediation plan so that you have a good idea of step-by-step exactly what we're going to be doing, and we give you the protocol that's going to be utilized and a little bit more information about what's going to happen. If it's porous materials such as drywall, and we're concerned about mold growth not just on the front of the drywall where you can see it, but on the back where you can't see, then that drywall comes out from the base up until we see no more evidence of mold growth on the back side of that drywall.
Okay.
In a case just today that they were working on, it went from floor to ceiling because there was a huge problem on the back side of the drywall.
Okay.
Then what happens is everything gets HEPA vacuumed. And during this process, we have a air scrubber running that is creating negative air pressure. So let's say, for example, we're doing a basement. There's an air scrubber running in that basement that pulls air. Actually, it's running outside, pulling air through that basement from the upstairs so that we don't cross-contaminate. We're not spreading mold spores up to the rest of the house while we're taking care of the basement problem.
Okay. Good process.
Then all the surfaces get HEPA vacuumed. And to explain a little bit about HEPA vacuuming, I had to explain this to a judge one time. HEPA vacuums are not more powerful than your average vacuum. In fact, they may be less powerful, but it's a more fine particle filtration, and that's what you want. You want to get those very, very small 0.3 micron size particles captured in the HEPA filter. Then after we're done with that, we treat it with a product called Easy Decon, which, again, as I mentioned earlier, was originally developed to combat chemical and biological weapons. We like it because it does biodegrade in 24 hours.
Okay.
It's highly effective. We have not found mold that we couldn't eradicate. And it also takes care of any bacteria or viruses that might be in the space. Then, depending on where we're working, if it's in an attic space and there's heavy biofilm staining that's gotten into the sheathing itself, then we may coat it with a product called IAQ. And what the IAQ does is that provides a desiccant barrier. The wood is less able to absorb moisture because of the IAQ. And also, the mold is less able to attach to any of the structural elements because it can't get through the barrier to get to what it needs to get to feed.
Okay.
The way we ran into that was we did a remediation job, and in that particular case, the basement had been flooded twice. He'd had another company in to remediate the first time. We went in the second time. His paneling was all moldy, but when we took the paneling off, the 2x4 structure that was holding the paneling in place, there was no mold growth on it.
Okay.
Even though the basement had actually gotten flooded. We investigated that and found out this product called IAQ And we've used it ever since, in particularly in basement and attic areas where you have a lot of unfinished materials that are going to be present.
Okay. So you remediate. Is there any chance of mold coming back in the house?
Well, there's always that chance. Again, okay. Mold is there, and mold is everywhere all the time.
Okay.
We provide a warranty, but you do have to control the moisture, because if the moisture levels get high enough and stay high enough, there's not much that isn't totally impervious to mold.
Okay.
We see mold growth on PVC pipe for radon evacuation systems because of temperature differentials that allow for enough moisture to collect on that pipe.
Okay.
And that's PVC. I mean, there's not much there to eat, but it will start to consume it.
Okay. So we got about 2 minutes. Some tips that homeowners can, you can give out to homeowners for preventing mold, or at least, you know, keeping it down to a limit, a small amount, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess eliminating or you know, controlling it, whatever.
Yeah, one thing, don't use bleach. Bleach doesn't work.
Okay.
Most of the bleach that you purchase isn't sufficient for as a disinfectant. It has to be 6% hypochlorite to be an actual disinfectant.
Okay.
And most of the chlorine bleach that you buy is less than that, and it's been sitting on a shelf in a warehouse, then on a truck, then on a shelf in the store, and it deteriorates over time. So what we found is that mold is starting to develop thicker cell walls to protect against those things that don't actually kill it, and what doesn't kill it makes it stronger.
Okay.
That's number one. Don't use bleach on it. There are many other products that you can use that will take care of it, and they're less caustic.
Okay.
The other thing is control your moisture level. Keep an eye on your relative humidity, especially in basement areas or attic areas. Keep track of your relative humidity in that space. See if you can keep it at or around 50%. Attics are a challenge. So in an attic, what you have to look at is how much air am I moving through this attic? Because a moving mold spore can't attach.
Okay.
Kind of a rolling stone can't gather moss.
Right.
Well, a moving spore can't attach and can't grow. So you want to regulate that through air movement. That's why good ventilation in an attic is required.
Sure.
In a basement, you want to look at dehumidification. There are some units out there like a Humidex or something like that that they advertise that they'll dry the space out by using the ambient air in your living space, pulling it through your basement, and then causing a full air exchange in the residence. That works in many cases, provided that you're running your air conditioner in the summertime. Otherwise, you're taking moist, humid air, pulling it into your basement, which is already cooler, and increasing your relative humidity.
And what's the relative humidity, again, you should have in your basement?
Keep it at or around 50%.
Around 50%,
We work with a doctor who recommends 40%.
Okay.
That's pretty hard for people to maintain.
I'm sure.
And that gives you about a 10% buffer. Once it gets to 60% or above, then you're really looking at the potential for mold growth.
Okay, excellent. So, Bill, this is a great discussion. I really appreciate it. I think great information for our audience. If someone has a mold issue, they want to talk to you about that, how can they reach out to you, Bill?
Phone number at the office is 610-590-0380. Or you can go to our website, which is www.moldandmoredecon. That's M-O-L-D, N as in Nancy, M-O-R-E-D-E-C-O-N.com. And on there's a link. You can email us.
Okay, terrific. So thanks again, Bill, and happy birthday again. I hope
Thank you.
Enjoy your birthday here. So we're going to wrap up another fine real estate show with the greatest audience in the world, all of you. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guests, Alex Tabernay with Greentree Mortgage, and Bill Young, who came in on his birthday to talk to us about one of his passions and about mold. And his company is Mold and More. So we have another jam-packed show for you lined up next week. Joanne Maracone with DeLuca Homes will be talking about new construction market, and Gary Wasserson with Wasserson Design will be talking about smart home technology and installation. I'm looking forward to that discussion. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Have a busy afternoon lined up. After the show, I look forward to helping and talking with Sammy and Jody about selling their home. They have another child coming along the way, and they need a bigger home now. So after that, I'm going to finish up the day with some family activities. So I'm looking forward to a great afternoon. And again, I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show on this Super Sunday morning and early afternoon for some real estate talk. Hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big shout out to my producer, Tony, for another great show. You got a Super Bowl pick there, Tony? Carolina, he says. All right, we'll see what happens. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. You can always give me a call at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're outside any of the areas that I work in, I can refer you to a great agent and my referral network. So I can help you, you know, no matter where you're at in the Delaware Valley here. Hey, if you have any questions or real estate needs, give me a call. Appreciate your tuning in every week. Please spread the word to your families and friends. If you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser on the show, give us a call, 215-778-9687. Again, check out all our past real estate shows on realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you right back here next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.